This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. All right. Quarterback, Anthony. Not a position the Commanders have to worry about.
Finally.
I feel like if we had like Pitbull, like Don't Stop the Party, just like something really celebratory, like I would just play that and we'd dance if we had like the ability to make it look like confetti was coming down. If we had actual confetti that could come down.
What are you most happy that the Commanders don't have to worry about anymore? The fact that we have a, you know, competent and, you know, nice owner, or the fact that we finally settle in on our quarterback situation?
Owner, because that will buy like a lifetime of better decisions.
Yeah.
Jaden, like, I don't want to say like Jaden was unscrew-upable. There's a lot of stuff about Jaden that made me think that he could overcome, in the same way that like Burrow has overcome a lot of the typical Bengals nonsense, and now he's unfortunately running into it head on. Like, imagine if 5 years from now, like, they're going to finagle over Jaden being the highest paid player and they're messed up three other contracts and like they just waste having Jaden Daniels. That's what happens when you have a bad owner. So you can luck into a quarterback that is awesome, but at the end of the day, like, then they still have to get the other stuff right. You get a good owner. One, they might be better at finding that good quarterback or hiring the right people to find that good quarterback. Because I think a lot of talent evaluators would have taken Drake May, and I think Drake would have been very, very good here. Because I think Drake is very, very good. I think Jaden Daniels was very clearly the right pick and will continue to look like that moving forward. So I think, like, the ability to get that stuff right over time, definitely happy about having the owner more than the quarterback, even if the quarterback day-to-day winds up bringing more joy. We just have to realize that that's a symptom of the owner.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I think the ownership situation is probably the thing that I'm more happy about, just because yes, we did, you know, get the quarterback situation right. We didn't have the owner button in on it. But then also the fact that, you know, we're actually getting players to actually want to come play here. Like,
right. Like, is Jaden, is Jaden at the level that he Jadened, if you will, without Bobby and Zach and some of these guys that they definitely don't get if Dan or if Josh Harris is not the owner and thus the rest of the hierarchy is in place?
Yeah, we probably don't get a Bobby Wagner here. Granted, Dan ended up coming here, but who's to say, you know,
he would not have worked for Dan Snyder.
Exactly. So I think you got to look at it from that standpoint as well. Like, the fact we got some veterans, like, but getting Bobby Wagner last year, I couldn't believe it, Craig. I was like, Bobby Wagner's coming to DC? I was so in awe. So the fact we have other, you know, people that actually are open to joining this team, this franchise, we haven't had it in a long time. So I guess it's a domino effect, essentially, having the owner in place first and then everything else that comes after.
I mean, owners at the top of the organization.
Yeah.
And I mean that in both a literal and a figurative sense. Everything trickles down from there. Jaden obviously makes these guys look like they're the smartest people that have ever owned anything. but it starts with ownership.
Yeah.
And the ownership will last longer, assuming that whoever Josh either sells to or if his kids are smart, or I don't know what the succession plan is. Hopefully not anytime soon. I'm just saying, like, eventually, like, it lasts so much longer than a player career.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's very, very different in terms of how that goes down over time. So with that said, the Commanders are not in the quarterback pool. The Jets are, thanks to the fact that they announced today officially that they are moving on from Aaron Rodgers. And it's a shame, Anthony. It's a shame. Because the Jets and Aaron Rodgers really did deserve each other. It's two loudmouth entities that are completely self-important and self-centered, who are out of touch with reality. And like, what else? What just are no longer good at football. Rodgers was at least good once. Like, that's the thing. Rodgers, and from like 2010 to 2020, might have been the best quarterback of the decade in terms of the height at which he played on a regular basis. Multiple-time MVP, incredible. Obviously, the playoffs, not as much. And no one would give him quarterback of the decade because Brady won how many Super Bowls in that stretch. So, obviously, Brady should get it. Manning was still top flight for the first half of that decade. But Rodgers, in terms of like the down-in, down-out, spectacular nature of his play, unbelievable. Tears the Achilles. Starts fighting, or before he tears the Achilles, at the end of Green Bay, he's starting to decline. He's fighting with Matt LaFleur, who wants him to modernize in terms of the offense that they're running. Goes to the Jets, finds just, again, a match made in heaven in Woody Johnson in terms of just total incompetence. And then I think my favorite part of the Aaron Rodgers failure and just how arrogant everybody in both New York from the ownership side and Rodgers himself were is the fact that he got to bring all of his friends. Like, Aaron Rodgers cannot blame anyone else for what happened in New York. Because he hired the offensive coordinator when things went sideways in year two after he got hurt. They give Robert Saleh the second year. And then the defense is actually playing really well. And the offense is terrible. And Rodgers is terrible. And what do? They fire Saleh. They had to find a way to demote slash reassign Nathaniel Hackett, who they never should have hired as the OC, but that was Rodgers' buddy. They bring in not just his buddy as the offensive coordinator, which on some level, like, hey, this guy knows how I work. He's going to install the offense I want. Like, that one is more excusable than we're going to bring in all these receivers. We're going to bring in Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb. And, like, there wasn't a huge market for it. I mean, well, Devontae at least is like, he's Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, yeah, they bring in Devontae Adams and give up draft capital and all that kind of stuff on what was clearly a lost season already because Aaron wanted to. Like, the amount of power and control Aaron Rodgers had was so absurdly unprecedented. And to watch it fail that spectacularly as someone who will happily accept the tag, Aaron Rodgers hater, even though I just think it's Aaron Rodgers' evaluator. Me saying that guy sucks is just, to me, a fairly factual statement versus, you're hating. To me, hating is like it's like Skip Bayless for LeBron James.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless is like, I don't know. Michael was better. He's not actually that good. And it's like, actually, no, LeBron James is a basketball god.
Yeah.
Don't badmouth that man. What are you doing? Aaron Rodgers deserves what he gets. Yeah. And I find how it all went down.
Yeah, I mean,
chef's kiss, beautiful.
It definitely does suck to see Aaron Rodgers go out like this, just because he
it
was
would
one of
if
my
he didn't
favorite.
Turn into a terrible person.
Well, yeah, that too.
Now I don't care. I'm like, this is what you deserve.
Yeah,
go back into the woods.
And to say he sucks, I mean, I think it's accurate, to be honest, at this stage of his career anywhere. Like, they won 5 games last year.
He's also not good.
Yeah. So, they were winning games. I don't think he was necessarily helping them win games.
No.
Because they were losing.
So. No. I mean, won as many games with Zach Wilson the year before.
Yeah, which is embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. Free Zach Wilson. Freeze. No, I'm just kidding. That's a step too far. See that, Anthony, that would be hating.
Hey, look, all I want to say is you're going to write Zach Wilson off and he won't write back. In a couple of years, we'll see him somewhere.
Maybe he's the next Baker Mayfield.
Or the next Geno.
Yeah. Get that guy out of New York. Next Sam Darnold. Get that guy out of New York. See what happens. He's backing up Bo Nix out in Denver.
Yeah.
At least he was. I don't know if he still will be after this year. Anyway, the point is the quarterback carousel is turning. Will anybody give Rodgers another shot? We'll take a look at the quarterback situation and who needs one around the NFL next on the Hoffman Show. But first, the latest from the world in women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa with customizable roasted or crispy chicken sandwiches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Taking a look at the quarterback situations around the NFL and where we think that some of the quarterbacks could land. And actually, our guy Dan Pizzuto wrote about this earlier in the week. We just had him on at 4:30 to talk about his NFL Top 100 free agent list. But if you were going to take a look at the quarterback situations around the league, Dan actually did a rankings of which teams have the best and the worst plans. Tier one are the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, the Commanders.
Hallelujah.
The Bengals, good, you know, tier two, good quarterbacks, need help. Chargers, Packers, Texans, Eagles, Cowboys, young guys division. I love that the Commanders aren't even in this. Just like, nope, you're in tier one. The Patriots, the Bears, the Broncos. Tier four, Dan calls it Brock Purdy's about to get expensive. Obviously,
he that's the Purdy in tier four? Dang.
Dude, Purdy was awesome last year. I know the Niners weren't very good. He was not the reason.
Yeah, that's why I'm that's why I'm surprised he's that low.
But who would, I mean, I guess, would you rather have Purdy paying him big money or have like Caleb or Bo or whoever on a rookie contract?
Yeah.
I'd rather just take the rookie contract. Yeah. Like, Purdy was awesome. I don't know that I want to pay him Trevor Lawrence money. Speaking of tier five, Trevor Lawrence. Tier six, expensive veterans. Lions are in that boat. Cardinals are in that boat with Kyler, Tua and the Dolphins, Baker and the Bucks. Geno and the Seahawks, Stafford and the Rams, and then still unknown quality on rookie deals. Tier seven, he's got the Panthers with Bryce Young, J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, Michael Penix and the Falcons, Indianapolis Colts at 25 with Anthony Richardson. Then you have tier eight, and this is really where we're going to focus on for the next 5 minutes. The Giants, this tier is called Who is Playing Quarterback? You have the Giants, the Titans, the Steelers, the Raiders, the Jets, and then tier nine, they just keep restructuring the Saints and the Browns.
They didn't have the Vikings in there?
The Vikings were up higher. They were in the young guys tier because they have McCarthy. So it really comes down to, like, where do these teams go? And do you think that any of these are a landing spot for, say, Sam Darnold or Aaron Rodgers or... I don't even know if there's another veteran that's on the list. But also, like, I'll tell you right now, if I was a team, like, I don't know where Rodgers goes. I'll just say that. I hope he goes into retirement because I'm done with him. But assuming that he's not going to save us from himself because he's an attention whore, which of these teams would you be like, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a good fit there? The Giants, you're not doing the New York thing again.
Stinks.
That is actually the one that I can see talking themselves into it as much as anybody else. If the Giants are scared, if they evaluate Shador and Cam Ward and are like, these two guys are not saving our jobs, I could see Brian Daboll being like, I'm going to take a flyer on Rodgers.
I don't like it.
I hate it. I don't think it's going to work because I think Aaron's not good anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, I see the Giants talking themselves into that to try to save their jobs more than I do a lot of these other teams. And then be like, oh, we'll draft someone in the second or third round to have a future option as well. That way, you know, they can't be like, oh, well, what's your plan now? Aaron retired after the season. But, like, I also think the oil and water of Brian Daboll and Aaron Rodgers, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see it blow up. Because explosions can be fun.
Oh, you're in it for all the wrong reasons. I got you.
100%. But they have the third pick. I'm not sold that the top two picks are going to be quarterbacks. So that's interesting. The Titans, they were like, let's see if Levis is any good. Turns out he's not. He was 36th of 36 qualified quarterbacks in EPA per play. And their offense looked definitively better with Mason Rudolph at the helm. They have the first overall pick. If I was them, I'd probably trade out of it. Or take Abdul Carter and just be like, we're going to figure out something. Or Travis Hunter, and we'll figure out something at quarterback in 2025, and we're going to just build the roster and then hope that we get someone in the long run.
Yeah, I like that idea, that plan.
But I'm not bringing Aaron Rodgers into... I'm trying to build a young team and a culture and doing things the right way. I'm not bringing Aaron Rodgers into that.
Nope.
No way, no how. What about the Steelers? He's a nightmare and a circus. And the Steelers feel like they're the anti-nightmare circus team. But sometimes I feel like Tomlin gets a little cocky and is like, I can handle it. I think the owner says no.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good... Just from a culture standpoint, like, I don't know. I don't think he's the right fit.
No, I agree. They're an interesting Darnold guy.
Because, the Steelers?
Yeah, because I think on one hand, it makes no sense. Because, like, Darnold is a guy that takes a ton of risks, and that feels very anti-Steelers. But in some ways, it's what the Steelers need. They need more variance offensively. They need to give themselves a chance to put up some points. They would need to surround him with a bunch of stuff, but yeah. I could see Darnold in Pittsburgh and hopefully the coaching from Tomlin going well. And he's also mobile enough and attacks the right areas of the field to, I think, actually be a good Arthur Smith quarterback.
Yeah, with the talent he had last year, I mean, you would expect him to, you know, go out there and put up those numbers, but it's hard to go out there and find, you know, some people to surround him with and, you know, compliment him with out there in Pittsburgh. So I think that would be the only thing that would be holding me back from him being
like,
there.
If you tell him, hey, dude, throw it up to George Pickens, Sam will be like, all right, you said throw it up there. The Raiders, honestly, the Raiders are low-key one of the better situations, I think, of this terrible list. They don't have an obvious way to go, which is obviously less than ideal. But, like, you're going to deleverage the quarterback because Pete Carroll is going to want to play that way. Chip Kelly is very quarterback-friendly. And actually, as much as he's thought of as, like, the spread out, whatever, like, he's obviously the new OC. He likes to run the ball a ton. This is not an Aaron Rodgers destination. This could be an interesting Sam Darnold destination. And I also think another sleeper name that's relevant to Washington is watch out for them to draft someone and pair him with Marcus Mariota. Because Marcus and Chip go back to Marcus winning the Heisman at Oregon. And Marcus is from the West Coast. And if he's not going to stay in D.C., he's going to want to get back to the West Coast and have a chance to start. And this might be the one place that he actually gets that. I think there's a really good chance that Marcus winds up staying here because he enjoyed it so much. And, you know, getting to play with this group of coaches and Jaden and all that kind of stuff. But I think the double checkbox that entices him to leave, it, combined with the third box of money, is a chance to start on the West Coast. And Vegas is close enough to the West Coast. As he just gave, you know, his wife just gave birth to their second child. Does he want to be back closer to his family?
I think on the Sam Darnold front, is he a guy that elevates the guys around him, or is he a guy that is a product of what's already there kind of thing?
I think he's the latter. But if you're Chip and you need someone to make a couple of big throws and otherwise hand the ball off and their O-line's got some okay pieces on it, like, again, like the thing about this group of teams is like, there aren't good options this year, yeah, unless one of these quarterbacks in the draft is way better than we realize. Like, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that like Russell Wilson in 2012, but he ultimately was a third-round pick. Is there someone that is like that in this class? And how funny would it be if he went to Pete Carroll's team? The Jets, they're obviously not a Rodgers or a Darnold destination.
No.
I don't know what they do, bro.
Justin Fields.
I could see Justin Fields playing quarterback for Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there was a report earlier, though, about Trevor Lawrence to the Steelers. Maybe the Jets try to get in on that as well.
Of course they would try to get in on it. They're the Jets. They want to get in on everything.
Yeah.
The Saints.
I think Derek Carr, he's staying.
Well,
that's what Kellen Moore said.
Well, anyway. No, Kellen Moore said today. He was non-committal to Derek Carr today. He's like, we'll see.
Yeah.
But he turns 34. He has an enormous cap hit. He could be traded to free up some cap space. So that's like, do the Jets go trade for Derek Carr?
Okay.
And by the way, well, never mind. If they hold on to him, like, are they just going to restructure again? Like, what are they going to push this money? They can't have Derek Carr there. Unless You know, maybe they do. Maybe they just say, you know what? Derek Carr's not good, but he's also not terrible. And getting better than him is going to cost us a lot of money.
Yep.
And maybe we just eat the cap hit this year, and then we move on next year. And, yeah. and if we're terrible again, fine. Hopefully we'll be picking at the top of a better draft next year. Like, in some ways, that should be the plan.
Yeah.
And then there's the Browns. Which, by the way, Dan Pizzuta writes on the he does for each team. 2024 review, 2025 outlook for the quarterback situation. 2024 review, you saw. That's the entire write-up.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
Deshaun Watson and his bad Achilles, $76 million cap hit for 2025.
That is brutal, man. Yeah. $76 million. Oh, my God.
The good news for them is they have the number two overall pick. They kind of have to draft someone.
Yeah.
Or they could trade Myles Garrett and kind of restart the clock and, you know, maybe get another generational pass rusher in Abdul Carter.
You could have that route, I guess. I guess.
Don't like the quarterbacks. Man, what a bad situation they're in. All right. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, keep the NFL conversation going. Then we got real things to wrap it up. Final half hour coming at you at the team or on the Team 980. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000. I'm sorry. He said what now? That's right. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details are available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, where if you listen live, you can win that slam dunk to Las Vegas. We're also streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, where we encourage you to listen for hours on end slash watch the show, but you got to listen on the Odyssey app to win the contest. So, Anthony, one of the best parts of All-Star Weekend last year is not going to happen this year. The league has not been able to figure out how to get the Sabrina Ionescu versus Steph Curry three-point shootout rematch on. This seems like a no-brainer, not only because it was great entertainment, it created a ton of buzz, like it was kind of what the best of All-Star Weekend is, but the All-Star game is in San Francisco. It's in Steph's home arena. And you know where Sabrina Ionescu is from?
The Bay?
The Bay Area.
Yeah.
So apparently this fell apart because they couldn't find a way to raise the stakes. Like initially, it was very clear they were hoping for a 2-on-2 with Sabrina and Caitlin Clark versus Klay Thompson and Steph.
Mm.
Well, Caitlin and her representatives were like, we're good. The WNBA All-Star game is in Indianapolis this year. She wants her first three-point shootout to be the WNBA three-point contest in Indy. Which, respect.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm going to do this for my city and my league. I'm not going to lend my star power to the NBA just because you want to make a spectacle out of it. Maybe next year. But, like, also, Caitlin Clark is still napping. She's in hibernation. Yo, her State Farm commercial where she's like, rookie, and she pulls out the chair. Yeah. She's like, I can tell you stories. And then they close and like, you know, you want to play games. She's like, games? And then disappears again. A+. That's like the State Farm commercials that are like that. Those are all very well done. The Ludacris one. There was the Jimmy Butler one. Like those are all really good. That's the best one.
Yeah.
Very funny. Anyway, she said no. And then they were like, well, we got to find a way. Do we put it on Sunday? Because now they have this like weird new format where the Rising Stars game is happening tomorrow night and the winner of the Rising Stars game then goes on to be a part of the tournament format that they have on Sunday. And they're like, do we put it in the middle of those four games? Whatever. All they had to do was run back the same thing. Just Steph versus Sabrina 2, the rematch. I don't get why they feel like they had to reinvent the wheel. And I know that there is obviously no star bigger than Caitlin in the women's game, but Stewie, Fee,
Asia.
Asia in a three-point contest. I mean, she's starting to shoot threes, which is terrifying for the W and the players that are having to deal with her there. But, like, you can find another, like, Jonquel, like, Sabrina's teammate, 6'5", shooting threes. Like, there's enough players in the W to find one that has some level of star power. Kelsey Plum. Like, find someone, Kelsey Mitchell, to make this happen if you need a 2-on-2 to get Steph and Clay. Like, I just...
Missed opportunities.
Missed opportunities, but all, and it's not just about like, oh, this is a missed opportunity for women's basketball and for the, to expose basketball fans. Like, this was the most fun part of All-Star Weekend. I'm not even trying to make some larger statement here about what... Your All-Star Weekend mostly sucks. This was very fun. Do the fun thing again. That's all I want. That's my rant. That is literally the extent of my rant. I'm not even trying to make a bigger point. Do the fun thing again.
Yeah, I mean, I think to the point, you know, of the 2-on-2, being able to, you know, find somebody else to, you know, fill in, replacement, I think it would have made it go. Again, like, as you said, last year, everybody was tuned into Steph versus Sabrina, no matter, like, what it was. So, them trying to, you know, up the stakes and things of that nature, just like, just give us what we want, to be honest. Like, give the fans what they want, and that's all we wanted, to be honest. Like, to be able to see the best of the WNBA versus the best, some of the best in the NBA. Like,
to make a large,
it's not that serious.
Yeah, to actually make a larger point, though, what is the expansion team in the W this year?
Oh, isn't it the
Golden State Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Pair Steph up. Now, they tried to make some runs at some players in free agency, and they have really struck out. So this is, like, by far, from a star power standpoint, the biggest star on that roster is Kate Martin, mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark's college teammate at Iowa.
Yeah.
Julie Von Liu, who played last year in D.C., she's on that roster. Kayla Thornton, like, those are kind of the players that you're picking from, I think, in terms of, like, players who are shooting threes. There's a couple others that I honestly have not heard of. They got some international players that I'm just not familiar with, their games. Why not pick, in order to help promote the Valkyrie, even if it's Kate, just based off pure star power, have Kate and Steph take on Sabrina and Jalen Brunson. Golden State versus New York.
Yeah.
Like, that feels like a way to do it. Like, there's just so many ways where you can do it.
I like the way you think, Greg. I like the way
you're giving away free ideas.
Golden State versus New York. LA versus Indiana. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Find a way to make it interesting.
L.A. Who else got teams? L.A.?
Yeah, I mean,
Atlanta.
They do that. Well, they kind of do this with, what's it called? With the skills challenge thing, where they'll have, like, they used to call it, like, the shooting stars thing, where they have, like, a legend, a W player, and an NBA player.
Yeah.
But, like, again, we don't need this to be multiple whatevers. Just, if you want to do East Coast, West Coast, take Kelsey Plum. She's now with the Sparks. But, like, find a way to promote the Valkyrie, your new WNBA team. That would be a cool way to do it. There's your idea. I solved it. Get this thing back on for the weekend.
Who was in the room with these people, man?
I don't know, but I'm like, just giving out free ideas on the radio.
I'm saying, you came up with it and boom. Didn't take too long.
No.
A little back and forth, you know?
Anthony, people should be paying us more. That's all, man. I'm saying. Like, out there in the world. This radio show should have a tip jar.
Nah, for real.
Here's my Venmo. Just hold that up during the show. I'm going to start doing the show with a QR code on YouTube that's just like, here's my Venmo.
And they can scan it easily, just saying.
They could. I don't think our bosses would be too happy about that.
Yeah.
All right. When we get back. Real things, real people said. into real microphones.
The Hoffman Show on the Team 980 is brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. All right, before we get to real things, Anthony, you know, there's stuff in the folder, yeah? You've been finding things on the internet. You're so good at your job.
Yes, there are things.
Oh, there's lots of things. Okay, well, we'll try to get to them very, very quickly. But we must first do another TikTok update.
Uh-oh, let me guess.
So just for context here, at about 4:58 today, I looked at my TikTok page, and there is a reel that we made of Anthony trying to guess Jalen Hurts quote or Taylor Swift lyrics, and it had ballooned to 220,000 views. By the time we talked about it again in Never Read the Comments, it had gotten another 5,000 views. So at 5:30, it had 225,000 views. Anthony, how many views does that reel have right now as it is going viral on us in real time?
It is at 231.
Anthony, it is at 236,000 views.
Ah! I sold myself short. Or I sold us short.
230. You're the star of that show. Let's be honest. 236,000 views as the Swifties play along.
Oh my gosh. Ridiculous, man. I guess it's a good thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should do it once a week.
Oh, go viral once a week?
I mean, if it's that easy, we just got to play Taylor Swift games.
All right.
Taylor Swift versus athlete quotes? Come on.
All right. Hey, look, I'm down.
She's got a lot of songs in her her canon.
She has too many, though. I need to go listen to her albums.
And here's the thing. With all these Taylor's version songs, all the songs got twice as long.
Man.
So there's probably hidden gems in these that are not in the original.
She got a lot of Album of the Year awards, too, so.
She does. You know who else has got one now?
Queen B.
She does.
Finally.
You going this summer?
I have not gotten a ticket, but guess what, Craig? General admission tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon.
They do. Good thing I already got two.
I know.
Good thing.
And look, you were one of the few people that were lucky enough to get it.
Dude, apparently it's been a mess. Like, it's been nasty. We got lucky. I was the one who had to do it. Normally, Rachel would have probably been the one on the presale. But she was on a train, and so the pressure was on your boy. But we did it.
That's all I keep seeing. A lot of my friends keep getting this.
It's a blank. It's a white screen.
Oh,
it's not showing up on the camera. But it was a valiant effort.
Yeah, it just said something went wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
Apparently, it's been a lot better than the old Ticketmaster stuff. The SeatGeek is it the platform that's being used now?
Yep.
But it's like at least not making people wait for hours for nothing.
Yeah.
I was online for probably like 30-40 minutes.
Good gracious.
But bless we got two. Heart. We got bless two. And they weren't like, they're expensive. Don't get me wrong. But they were not like heinous. To get we were hoping to get four. And for that, we were going to have to pay over $1,000 ticket. And so
four tickets?
Yeah. For $1,000 per ticket. And I was like, I mean, these are good seats, but I ain't made of that kind of money.
Yeah. Good gracious.
All right. All that said, all that done. Tomorrow on the show, it's a Friday, so Clinton Yates will join us. We are also going to talk to Varun Shankar of the Washington Post. He has a big Alex Saar feature coming out tomorrow that you can look for at washingtonpost.com/sports or when they throw the newspaper at your house. And we're going to talk to Varun about Alex Saar. So I'm excited for that. Anything else that we got locked in for sure tomorrow, Anthony?
Probably a weekend preview.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a weekend preview. Still brought to you by
nobody, Craig.
The same people that bring you this.
Real things.
We're not going to be sold this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. Podcasts are fun. Podcasts by athletes are fun. Apparently, unless you're their coach. Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau is apparently tired of not just being asked about Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart's podcast, he's tired of their podcast, period.
Hello?
Yo.
I'm just letting you know, the camera's on and we're recording.
We're doing a podcast.
Oh, God. Please, no.
Oh, God, please. So, like you said during practice today, go do a podcast, right? Because me and Josh, I guess, were BSing. So here we are.
Yeah, finally listening.
Yeah.
Finally listening.
Doing our real job.
Yeah, well, give me a call when you guys are done messing around over there.
You don't want to say anything to the people?
No. Go Knicks. That's it. Okay. Stay out of trouble.
That is actually hilarious.
That is gold.
Yeah.
That is good.
Thibodeau, man.
I just imagine him being like, oh, these idiots. How many line drills did they have to run today after doing that to him?
Well, it was after practice, I think.
Yeah, but okay. The next practice, how many laps are they gonna have to run?
Probably, you know.
The correct answer, Anthony, is the limit does not exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In other NBA news, the other night, Austin Reeves learned a new word from my old friend Dave McMenamin.
Austin, just as like a basketball aficionado, was there a part of
what?
Helping your vocab tonight, aficionado.
What's that?
A fan. Big fan. Someone who appreciates the game of basketball,
right?
I
didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's a basketball aficionado, Anthony. Apparently not a vocabulary aficionado.
No, he is not. Good gracious.
That was, I just love the, a what? It's good stuff. All right, that's our show for today, Radio Aficionados. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 for another edition of the Hoffman Show. BetMGM tonight is coming up.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.